Alan, looking ahead to the start of the Allianz League, I know the mood in Tyrone in recent seasons hasn't been all that optimistic. What's it like this year?
I suppose there's probably a greater deal of optimism, I think, because there's quite a number of new players in the panel this year. Obviously, reaching the All-Ireland final last year has sort of raised the confidence levels a bit. So I think people are optimistic that perhaps they can get back to the latter stages of the All-Ireland later in the summer. And once that happens, obviously you never know then what potential there would be to maybe go back to an All-Ireland final. But it's early days, and I think there's also a cautious approach being taken because I think everybody's aware that Dublin are still the leading team, and whether or not we have the class and that wee extra bit of know-how to beat them at the moment is questionable.
You mentioned new faces. Tell me the names and the people who are getting the people of Tyrone excited.
Yeah, well, I suppose the obvious few are the likes of the likes of Brian Kennedy from Derrylaughan at midfield, a big strong midfielder, like in the mould maybe of a Harry McClure or a Jody Gormley from years gone by, and he has been impressing well in the McKenna Cup. Like he played most of the games. Liam Rafferty from Galway is a tough tackling and a fairly disciplined and tenacious corner back. You also have Dara Canavan is there, Peter's son, who has been making a number of appearances during the McKenna Cup. And, you know, I suppose it'll take time for him to develop. Another player that has come on and done well in the McKenna Cup as well is Conan Grugan from Omagh. So those players have all come into the panel, but it's interesting that Mickey Hart always wants to sort of balance bringing in those young players with having quite a number of more experienced ones alongside them to maybe guide them along, and I think that's reflected in the team lineout for tomorrow, where you've 9 starters from the All-Ireland final of last year, 9 starters that are going to be lining out against Kerry. So I think that also shows the intent within Tyrone that they want to get off to a winning beginning against Kerry, because if you remember back last year, they were going down to play Galway in the first round. Now, Galway had just come up from Division 2 at the time, and Tyrone were beaten. And I suppose it left them under pressure then to get points later in the season. And at one point, it was, a case of wondering, is there a relegation threat here? So that's something they'll want to avoid this season.
Yeah, and talk to me, Liam Rafferty in and Brian Kennedy in for first league starts.
Yeah, first league starts, and I think that's reflective, again, of their performances in the McKenna Cup. Both of them really came in and grasped their opportunities in the competition, and especially, I suppose, Brian Kennedy. You know, he has this ability to win possession around midfield and be able to forge forward and give good long kick passes, and has occasionally come up and got points as well. So he adds an extra dimension. I suppose Liam Rafferty again is a player who has come up through the ranks at minor and under 21 level, and he's somebody who, you know, is good fast cornerback who, you know, who has that potential to maybe give that, you know, in the mould of Michael McKernan from last year. So, yeah, so a positive from those two players in particular, yeah.
A few notable absentees, Colm Cavanagh in the squad.
No, that's right. It'll be interesting to see. I would imagine that they'll be back pretty quickly. And, Peter Hart's named it. It is, he has been ever present on the team. Colm Cavanagh, I'm sure, will be back fairly soon. They're only taking 26, only named a panel of 26, so I can't see many additions to that. But I would certainly believe that Colm Cavanagh will be an integral part of the panel going into the middle stages of the league, and then obviously the championship as well.
So other than Liam Rafferty and Brian Kennedy, you know, when you look to the rest of the team, Niall Morgan, Ronan McNabee, H.P. McGeary, Tiernan McCann, Rory Brennan, Michael McKernan, out in the half-back line, Declan McClure, Matty Donnelly, Peter Hart, Niall Stoughton, Darren McCurry, Darren Mulgrew and Cathal McShane.
Yeah, it's a very experienced side in terms of there's none of them real rookies, and I suppose that's reflective of again the intention of Mickey Hart. And I suppose it's worth noting David Mulgrew back in there full forward, and that's one position that I think will be interesting to see how Tyrone treated this year, because last year they had Richie Donnelly in that position, and he did well as a sort of a target man, and David Mulgrew might not be a target man in the same sense that Richie Donnelly was, but again, he missed most of last year through injury. If you remember the goal that he got against Armagh 2 years ago at Croke Park, a player of real ability, and it'll be interesting to see how he gets on in there. Another point that people will be watching quite closely is how the likes of Darren McCurry and Kyle Coney will fare during their second coming to the squad. Both players obviously were there 3 or 4 years ago and were regular enough starters and then left the panel. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to offer further down the line when the weather gets a bit better and the challenges get a bit tougher.
Yeah, and of course they're going to face the Kerry side under a new manager, Peter Keane, who has had all that success at minor level in recent years, taking over.
Yeah, that's right. Like Kerry, and you know, I was looking through their team. Like they've a Spillane from Temple Mow. I think he's maybe a nephew of Pat's at midfield, and then their full forward line with Paul Ganey and James O'Donoghue. And it's so look, down in Killarney, they're going to be very, very difficult to beat. Now they're going to be without David Clifford, who's injured. But it's a tough ask for Tyrone down there, and you know, to get off to a win in Killarney would definitely be a big step forward.